Chapter 6. The Perfect Plan. It was dark inside the caravan. Marissa found the light switch.
"Don't!"
cried Scott.
"They're going to see us in here. Let's use the light from our phones."
The cousins began searching the caravan. They saw Norm's jacket and boots in the kitchen. But where were his trousers? In the bedroom, they saw them. The key still on the belt. Great! Suddenly, they heard footsteps outside the caravan. The door started opening. Scott and Marissa quickly hid under the bed, putting their phones under them. A man in black boots walked in. The guard!
"Ha! There's the bag,"
he said.
"Stupid Norm didn't hide it."
Scott was very nervous. Could he see them? But the guard continued.
"It's right there. Norm didn't hide it. He tricked me, the thief,"
the guard shouted. He ran from the caravan in fury, taking the small bag with him.
"I need to find Norm right now,"
thought Harry the guard.
"He tried to trick me. How could he do that?"
Harry and Norm were brothers, and they traveled with the circus from town to town. Harry was an experienced thief. When the circus arrived in a new place, he stole items from local shops or homes and gave them to Norm to hide. Then the circus traveled to the next town, far away from the police investigators. The brothers had people to help them. They had many friends around the country, and these people wanted to make money too. Norm brought the stolen items to the circus tent, and a friend met him there. When the shows began and all the circus performers were busy, Norm sold the items to the friend. After that, he and Mickey did their performance. Norm met Harry after the shows and gave him half the money. That was their perfect plan, and the brothers were making a lot of money from it. But this time there was a problem. As usual, Harry stole some jewellery, including some beautiful diamonds, from a jewellery shop in the last town, and he gave them to Norm to sell at the circus today. That went well. Norm met Harry after the show and gave him an envelope. Harry noticed his brother was irritable because of his bad show.
"Here's your half, Harry."
Harry took the envelope, put it in his pocket, and hurried back to guard the caravans. He trusted Norm to give him his half. But later, he looked in the envelope and was very surprised. There wasn't much money at all. That beautiful jewellery was worth much more than this. And the diamonds too. What was going on? Harry hurried to Norm's caravan to talk to him and suddenly saw the black bag on the bed.
"Why didn't Norm sell these diamonds?"
Harry thought, looking inside the bag.
"Was he planning to sell them alone and keep the money for himself?"
Harry wanted answers now.